22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663. Or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about
about herbs. You need Apothecary Herbs.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we'd like to do here on Herb Talk. So buckle up. And Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be talking about improving heart function. Also, we're going to talk about the tetanus shot a little bit. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. Hope you had a great Memorial Day and remembered our men and women in uniform. And lifted them up in prayer and all their families and made them feel loved, right? And speaking of love, you know, I usually read something, a devotional from Scripture. But, you know, I got this letter from a listener. His name is David B. I won't say the last name, but David here sends me something very inspirational, so I want to read it to you. He says he listens to me on the shortwave, and he says, life is an ordeal, and it is intended to be. The greatest difficulties are intended to be to bring us closer to God and to make us more like His Son. It is the very act of faith, of thanking God, our Father, for the blessings within all things. And he goes on to say, understanding and accepting this sacred principle will literally transform your relationship with your Father and bring you to a level of trust not had before. He says, God doesn't just heal the wounds in our lives, but causes them to become strengths that we cannot ever have otherwise. And what could be more magnificent than to turn a tragedy into a triumph? Yep. God often makes lemonade out of lemons, and we're supposed to be content with our current status and learn the Job thing. You know, Job is an inspiration to us all if you want to pick up the scripture and read about. I mean, God just knew Job had steadfastness, had faith beyond anybody's understanding. So let's shoot for that and beyond. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Hey, I heard the quackers. All right, first up in the quack report, they say there's this link between your personality and your musical taste. Yep, this is a study by psychologists. Who else would do it? Cambridge psychologists, U.S. University psychologists all got together and decided to do a personality type profile, see if they can accurately predict a person's personality based on their musical taste, their choice of music. They say extroverted personalities, they say, tend to be more comfortable making
small talk, you know, introverts are kind of more outgoing. So they say their musical categorization would be music that's uncomplicated, relaxing, and acoustic. Jazz, in other words. Also, open personalities, they say, are linked to more sophisticated music, more inspiring, complex, dynamic rhythms. They seem to be less impressed, they say, with the slow, mellow stuff. Yeah. No slow dancing for those folks. They say people who score highly for openness like to learn new things and enjoy new experiences. So extroverted people seem to be their topic of musical expertise. I don't know. They didn't get to the introverted. I didn't see that there. But I don't know, Frank. You know me. When we're picking bumper music, I like things bouncy. You know, that's what you know that. Always got to have the bouncy stuff. All right, last but not least in the Crack Report, here's six absolute worst foods that you could eat that would, you know, just mess with your cardio system and your blood system and make you at higher risk of dementia, stroke, and even early death. They say to avoid the high-fat meats like sausages, deli meats, turkey, chicken skin, avoid canola oil, margarine, ice cream, whole milk, and vegetable shortening. So canola oils affect the way blood coagulates, increasing how fragile the blood cells become, so it messes with your postagulin proteins and your fibrinogen protein in your blood for the clotting factor. So, you know, diet is king. Remember that. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
All right, Frank, it's a challenge to get me on my clock. I'm going to try hard. Not miss me breaks. All right, first up, we're going to be talking about how to improve your heart function. Now, you know, think about it. We're in an historic plague of heart disease in the United States. It's staggering. Staggering, I say. More people are on the verge or suffering from malfunctioning cardiovascular systems. And according to Utah Southwestern Medical Center, there's this new symptom which they discovered to suggest there is a heart problem. Oh, a new symptom. Do tell. All right. Well, first up, let's look at some of the statistics. The American Heart Association is telling us about 5.7 million Americans live with failing heart function, and about 10% of them have advanced heart failure. Europe isn't doing any better. 14 million. And, you know, the global numbers are climbing. So a staggering 20% of patients that are diagnosed with heart failure die within a year, and 50% die within 5 years. So this suggests many are living with unmistakable symptoms for a while before doing anything about it. So if you're waiting for scientific medicine to find a definitive cure for heart disease, you're going to be waiting a long time. Yet hospitals and specialists make a lot of money on heart disease, and it is really the leading cause of admissions to hospitals. So heart disease and cancer are the golden goose of the medical corporation. So patients can expect new drugs and surgical procedures. They're going to evolve to help manage your heart disease. And we have to accept that cure, the word cure, is really a four-letter word within medicine. We'll be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Strengthening your heart function. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, right before the break, we're talking about, you know, the cure word. Big, big, bad word. And I worked in medicine, so I get to tell you that. Yeah, disease management really is one-third of the U.S. economy, sorry to say. That's why there's this fight over who controls health care. It's going to continue as we move into the future. All right, so let's look at these overlooked symptoms that were discovered in Utah by the health authorities there. Many heart patients overlook a myriad of symptoms until they experience a heart attack. Now, in 2014, Utah's Southwestern Medical Center noticed a new symptom of heart failure that is so basic it should never have been overlooked. But here's what they discovered. They said patients have heart failure if they experience shortness of breath while bending over to tie their shoes. So cardiologists have nicknamed this condition benopenia, and it suggests there is edema or fluid around the heart, often found when you have congestive heart failure conditions. So there are findings were published in the February 2014 Journal of the American College of Cardiology. Now, according to Dr. Jennifer Thai-Bo, she's a cardiologist at Utah's Southwestern Medical Center, she says this, patients experiencing this symptom thought they were just, you know, out of shape or overweight, which oftentimes that's the case, but not the reason for the shortness of breath. She says this new symptom is really not considered a risk factor for heart failure, but indicates patients are becoming sicker while on their treatment plans for heart problems, and those plans need to be reevaluated, end of quote. Aha! So here we have heart patients on heart medications becoming sicker or weaker while on those treatments. And this new symptom lets doctors know they have to do something else because the treatment's not helping their patients get well. So here is another reality. Heart failure is considered advanced when medicine's heart treatments, symptom management strategies, no longer work. This usually takes anywhere from 5 maybe to 15 years, depending on what condition your cardio was in when you started the treatment. So the heart drugs that patients put on actually deplete their system of a lot of nutrition and that the cardio system needs, such as cholesterol. They put them on the cholesterol-lowering drugs, and it decreases their COQ10 within their heart muscle, and it makes the heart muscle weaker. Here is what Dr. Thai-Bo says. She says a third of the heart patients that are catheterized already have benopenia. Okay. She goes on to say, patients with benopenia have too much fluid in their body, causing elevated pressure, and when they bend over, these pressures increase even more. End of quote. Now, here is a quote from Shane Ellison. For those of you that are longtime listeners to Herb Talk, you know that I interviewed him on the show. He is a chemist. He used to work for the pharmaceutical industries, and he now is helping people with natural means to get healthy, and he's written a book, Over-the-Counter Natural Cures, which I recommend people go get. It's a very good book. He explains in very common terms what's happening when you're taking certain meds to your body on a metabolic level, which is, you know, informative, and you need to know those things. So this is what Shane Ellison says. He says, the first step to avoiding heart disease is to not start prescription heart drugs, and if on them, get off of them. He goes on to say, the number 200 for cholesterol was actually created by the National Cholesterol Education Program, and it was a new disease they created to get younger people or patients on cholesterol drugs. It is a cheap ploy to turn healthy people into patients for life, and studies prove the higher your cholesterol, the longer you live. Yeah, cultural studies done all over the world, people with 300 cholesterol level, fine, perfectly healthy, no cardio problems at all. So we need to understand heart failure for a second, because a lot of people their doctors obviously aren't going to sit them down. They're pressed for time. They're just going to say, well, you know, you've got congestive heart failure, so we're going to put you on this and we're going to put you on that. And if you don't, you're going to die. And then they write them a prescription. They shake their hand, say, see you later in about a month or so. And they don't have a grasp of what's going on. So let's see what's understanding heart failure. So congestive heart failure does not mean that the heart quits working. It means the valves of the heart are damaged and the heart itself is weak and it can't pump blood normally. So circulation is slowed down, the blood pressure is elevated, there is a decreased supply of oxygen and nutrition to your body, and the heart tries to compensate by holding on to more blood, and this causes the enlarged heart. This makes the chambers and the walls of the heart stiff and thick. And this is a short-term fix the body creates, but it is short-lived as the walls start to deteriorate in the heart and it becomes weaker. So this eventually affects the kidneys by trying to retain fluid, and so your arms, your legs, your ankles, and your feet all begin to swell. We get fluid retention. And the lungs and other organs, one by one, begin to bloat with excessive fluid, and soon the entire body is congested with edema, toxins, and not enough oxygen and nutrition. So heart failure is not a consequence of getting old. It's a condition brought on by, I'm going to read you the list. It could be a birth defect. It could be an infection. It could be poor lifestyle, which typically is the case in many, many cases. It could be brought on by prescription heart meds. It could be from kidneys not working and putting fluid pressure on your heart. It could be from drug or alcohol abuse or thyroid disease or diabetes. So another problem that can kind of jumpstart your cascade of events creating congestive heart failure is really having a heart attack. Okay. All right, so what are some of the typical symptoms? Well, if you have congestive heart failure, you may experience shortness of breath while you're lying down. You may feel tired all the time or run down. Your feet, ankles, and legs swell. You pick up weight due to all the fluid, the edema, and you have a lack of concentration, or you feel like you have fuzzy-headed feeling. So those are typically what people are going through when they are starting to experience congestive heart failure. So medical treatments that are brought out of the doctor bag at your allopathic healthcare facility, your medical doctor is going to prescribe that you get rest, you have a low-salt diet, that you take your cardiovascular drugs as prescribed, such as digitalis, nitrates, beta blockers, cholesterol drugs, diuretics, and be on a low-fat diet. All right, and not to mention those drugs kind of strip you of a lot of magnesium and minerals that the cardio system needs. All right, so What about the natural approach? Well, over the last few decades, natural physicians have learned that instead of drugs, the body responds to nutrition such as magnesium, selenium, omega-3 fatty acids, and a lot of antioxidants. And most individuals with congestive heart failure have gotten the condition slowly over time. Therefore, your recovery or to correct this imbalance can, you know, to get rid of this problem can take consistent work for about a year. So physicians experienced with natural healing know it's going to be a combination of things that gets that person back on track. So most people with congestive heart failure tend to be overweight. They have high blood pressure and cholesterol. They may have diabetes. They are eating the wrong foods, and they're generally sedentary. So the first line of business really is to get a lot of super nutrition into the body while lightening the burden on the organs. So this approach will also produce weight loss, further removing stress on organs. So juice flushing or fasting, as we put it, a lot of citrus and vegetable juices will fast track the nutritional enzymes into the blood system without the heavy bulk of the food that the system normally would deal with. So there's more energy for the body to heal you rather than having to break down solid foods. So if you're diabetic, you want to go light on the citrus and go more vegetable juices. So this alone, if you go like vegan, it'll offer you a 50% improvement almost immediately within 1 to 2 months. And if you stay strictly vegetarian, you'll reduce your risk of heart attack and all these other metabolic meltdowns by about 50% within a month or two. So the other 50% is going to come gradually over the next 6 months with a lot of organ cleansing, you know, cleanse the bowel, the urinary, the gallbladder, the liver, your blood system, as well as using a lot of herbs that stimulate kidney function and also to help thin blood and strengthen the heart muscle to stabilize your blood pressure. Next, I tend to add some, you know, gentle and low-impact aerobic exercises at a gradual pace. Now, some people make the mistake that to thin blood, you want to drink less, but that's not what you want to do. More fluids is going to be required so you can flush the gunk out of the system so it can function normal again. So if the body hoards fluid, it's a sign that you're dehydrated and there's not a proper balance of your trace minerals. So there is a problem there. So I know we're coming up to a break. Frank's keeping me on point here. Thank you, Frank. We're going to be talking about strengthening your heart through some wonderful heart herbs on the other side of this break, so you don't want to miss that. And then we're going to be talking about tetanus shots and what you want to know about that. We'll be right back.
Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
The ancient Greeks thought time herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with Thyme Herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of Thyme Herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture and Tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, we're back here in Herb Talk, and we're talking about strengthening the cardio, strengthening the heart muscle. You know, because here's what I would do if I were suffering from heart failure. I'd clean up my lifestyle, and then I would never go back. I'd never revert back to the bad diet. Now, if you had an unhealthy diet and went to a clean, healthy one, in 7 days, you've already changed your DNA. That's how powerful that is. And so Mediterranean folks, they don't have cancer, heart disease, or diabetes because of the way they eat. So the Mediterranean diet's a really good diet to adapt, and it's not really all that big a deal. I mean, it's easy to get into the swing of that. I'd also use some hawthorn berries because of the flavonoids. They bind to the heart muscle cells and they protect the heart muscle. The heart doesn't require as much oxygen and blood flow, so it won't be damaged if there was a cutoff of oxygen and blood flow. It preserves the heart tissue better. So if I was going to use hawthorn and I had congestive heart, I'd have to do aggressive doses, like 8 dropperfuls of the tincture a day. I also would make sure I got cayenne tincture, and I would do the same thing, maybe 5 dropperfuls a day. And you can put it in juice or water if you want, and that way you won't taste it so much. And then this alone is going to buy me some time to get stronger while I go to the vegetarian diet and then later to the Mediterranean diet. So I'd also, next step would do my organ cleanses, and you always start with the bowel and you end with the blood system. And the risk of having a heart attack now is so low now at this point, you'd be amazed at how powerful this makes you. You want to keep also taking your hawthorn berries and your cayenne every day. Or you can use the heart cholesterol blood pressure formula. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have all those herbs in one formula if you want to do it that way. And 4 dropperfuls a day of that formula. It does have garlic in it, so it's a natural blood thinner. You can use a tad of the organic Celtic sea salt for your electrolytes because your heart muscle relies on the minerals in the sun-dried salt for strength, and the electrical impulse is a conduit. The electrolytes are a conduit, so you get a steady pulse to that heart muscle. And this salt does not create hypertension. And this is going to help also with any swelling in the feet, any persistent swelling there. You can also, if you get a little bit extra swelling and it's just not going down enough, use the lobelia herb. It's in the relaxation formula. It's a natural diuretic. It helps you get rid of the fluid you don't need. So you're going to find a whole category of heart formulas on the powerherbs.com website. It's also in their catalog. If you want to request an Apothecary Herbs catalog, it's in there. The heart and cholesterol blood pressure formula is there. They do have the salt, the lobelia relax formula. They have pain relief. They have an emergency heart attack pack, too. That's a 1-pound pack you can just wear on your belt. It's awesome stuff. So when seconds count until you can get to emergency care, that may be a lifesaver for you. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call if you want a free catalog and get empowered. It's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. 229-3663, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. They're professional strength, certified organic blends, all cold press, no heat to ruin your potency. So that makes a world of difference. So the Power Herbs, Apothecary Herbs, and get to getting, as they say here in the South. Oh, don't forget, this last day, the 29th of the Memorial Day special, 20% off on your orders of $50 or more, either online, over the phone, or through the mail. So if you've already got your order in the mail postmarked by today, you will receive that discount. All right, we're going to talk about tetanus. You know, I don't know if parents out there, schools are like updating their shot schedules all the time. And a lot of times you think your kid has all the shots and all of a sudden they're in middle school and you get a notice, hey, they need a booster. Well, what is in this tetanus shot? And people go, I don't even know what tetanus is for. Well, it's to prevent lockjaw, and it's a bacteria. And so we're gonna talk about tetanus, and there are herbs that prevent it. You didn't know that, did you? Well, from time to time, I do get some calls and emails on tetanus, and we've been taught since childhood that tetanus is something to be frightened of, and we need to get a tetanus vaccine for protection. Now, as children, we're taught that, you know, tetanus can cause this lockjaw. Children can have, they can conjure up all kinds of scary thoughts about that. And we're also told that, you know, we got to get the tetanus booster shot every 20 years, but now it's been changed to 10 years. Now, the CDC reports about, between 2001 and 2008, there were 233 tetanus cases in the U.S. So they report the mortality rate from tetanus is get this, 0.10 per 1 million people. Kind of rare and low. So currently in the United States, 82% of the children do get their tetanus vaccines. So to rightdiagnosis.com, what the CDC does not report, they say, is that there is about 40 cases of tetanus per year that is caused by the tetanus vaccine itself, but it's considered a rare occurrence. So health authorities in Europe actually rate tetanus as so rare now. And WHO reports that countries such as Africa and Southeast Asia have the most cases and deaths from tetanus, about 82,000 to 84,000. So a large segment of the population does not know anything about tetanus except that the doctor or the pediatrician may tell them, they recommend the tetanus shot and you should go ahead and get it. So we're going to find out a little bit about this bacteria of tetanus that can, you know, can cause a problem and how we can protect ourselves. So tetanus, what is it? Well, it's a bacterium, Clostridium tetani, and it usually enters your body through a cut or a puncture wound or some sort of trauma, you know, where you have an open wound. So tetanus bacteria it's in the soil, and it was very common for people to contract tetanus when the mode of transportation was using horse-drawn carriages, and there was a lot of animal feces there where everybody walked. So walking around, especially if you were barefooted, very risky, and you would get the tetanus bacteria, especially if you were in contact with animal feces. So when the bacteria enters your body, the spores will grow, producing what is called a toxin. And the toxin is called tetanospirum. And the toxins affect the nerves, which control motor neurons in your muscles. So tetanus is not contagious. And there are some complications that could occur with tetanus, such as you can get severe muscle spasms, which have been known to even break your bones. They're that severe. And if your bones are especially weak, you could have breakage when you have the spasms. Also, you could get blood clots called pulmonary embolisms in your lung. And death is, in severe cases of tetanus, there's death where the spasms interfere with the breathing, the pulmonary muscles, and you're breathing in and out. So what would be some of the symptoms if you were to contract tetanus, if you got an infection? Well, if you contract tetanus, it usually takes about 10 days after you are in contact with it for the bacteria to actually, you know, multiply in the body and for the symptoms to start showing up. So the symptoms would be muscle spasms. You may have a stiff jaw muscle. They call it lockjaw. you know, locked jaw, they can't open your mouth very far. Difficulty swallowing. Stiff muscles, major sign, especially in the abdomen muscle area. Body spasms that are triggered by stimulus like light, sound, or even touch can give you a spasm. Fever, sweating, high blood pressure, and a rapid heartbeat. Those are the symptoms that are associated with tetanus. Well, let's look at this tetanus vaccine for a second, because the public, especially parents of young children, they're told, get the tetanus shot. It gets rid of this killer bacterium. You don't have to worry about it. Now, certainly, it is a bacterium that can produce some risk, but it is not as prevalent today as it used to be, and it's really not absolute that, you know, your tetanus shot when is going to protect you from contracting tetanus. And there's no guarantee it would protect you from dying from the bacterial infection. Now, the statistics show that you have the odds in your favor of surviving tetanus by about 82%. And what we're not told is that victims that get the tetanus bacteria are usually those that are usually poor in nature, they're malnourished, and those things work against them when they're trying to fight off a bacterial infection. So their health and their hygiene are working against them, and they have very low standards in those areas, and they're more vulnerable to infections. So if you're taking the vaccine, you're going to be injected with the tetanus bacteria into your bloodstream, and we are not told of the cases in which those that are vaccinated with tetanus vaccine later contract the disease and the vaccine really didn't protect them. Now, in 1988, there was a sero survey in which older children 10 to 16 already vaccinated with the tetanus vaccine were tested to find that they had no antibody protection for tetanus. So in 1979, a study found that a sample of 1,900 adults, 20 years of age, 386% of them were found to be vaccinated with tetanus, but they still had no protection. So if we do the math, we find out that 200 million Americans, and roughly about 60% of them, don't have tetanus protection, and they did not really contract or die from tetanus either. So you have a 260-time greater chance of dying from tuberculosis than you would from tetanus. That's the reality. So modern medicine does not think healthy individuals and the human immune system is capable of protecting you from a bacteria such as tetanus. So which would be the reason for immune system to produce an antibody? Right. So it's really a complete insanity to inject a bacterium into the body and expect to have some protection because the immune system thinks it's supposed to be there when it's in the bloodstream because it's not been alerted to make an antibody.
I was taking a bath long about a Saturday night. Yeah. A rough dump, just relaxing in the tub.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about tetanus. Let me read you this quote from a Dr. Vera Schrossenbergner. She's a vaccine researcher. She says this: there are only 12 cases of tetanus on average per year in Australia, and half of them occur in fully vaccinated people. Hmm. Well, what are the side effects if you get the tetanus vaccine? What kind of risks are you exposing yourself to? Because after all, you're having a live bacteria injected right into your system. Well, you could develop fever and joint pain, muscle aches, nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite, tiredness, ill feeling, lightheadedness, pain, swelling, redness, obviously at the injection site, seizure, coma, brain damage, severe allergic reactions, nerve damage and pain, swollen lymph nodes, headache, digestive problems and diarrhea, anaphylactic shock, Guillain-Barré syndrome, and death. Mm. All right. Well, let's look at some of the ingredients. You know, because people are beginning to wonder, you know, what's inside that vaccine? What's in that vial that they're going to shoot right into me here, besides, you know, this supposedly weak, dead bacteria that's been purified a million times over? Well, what sources they do use now to culture the bacteria, people are asking also, you know, are they growing this on animal organs? What is this? So there's really a variety of tissue sources that the pharmaceutical companies use to culture the tetanus bacteria. Let's just go over a few of them. Sometimes they'll grow the bacteria on African green monkey vero cells. Sometimes they'll use an aluminum adjuvant to magnify the action of this bacteria. Sometimes you'll find in that vial some cow products, cocker spaniel cells, formaldehyde. They say it's a stabilizer. Human fetal lung tissue cells have been found in this vaccine, as well as insect body parts, mouse brains, inactivated tetanus toxins, formaldehyde again, thimerosal mercury, sodium phosphate, sodium chloride, and water. Now, the DNA transfer from vaccines like this is kind of significant. And it's really no wonder children are not doing well when they have this injected into them. It lowers IQ by about 70 points, and they've known this since 1940, before kids were being injected with this stuff. So we're told by science that the human, animal, and insect DNA is definitely necessary in this vaccine to improve the antigen expression. Mm-hmm. So now they're using vaccines like tetanus also to treat cancerous tumors. Aha. Well, here is a quote from Dr. Philip Anker. He is Department of Plant Physiology, University of Geneva. He says, biological substances entering directly into the bloodstream could become part of the human genetic structure. Okay, so like mouse brains, African green monkey vero cells, cocker spaniel cells. I mean, are we talking about, like, you know, changing my DNA. So when I go on Ancestry.com and I want to find my ancestors, where am I going? Well, good question. So what else could be lurking? Aside from finding tetanus bacteria in soil, where else could tetanus be lurking? Well, it's obviously in animal feces. You're going to find it there, but you're also going to find it, get this, on clothing, house dust, on your streets, your urban streets. Do you go walking barefoot out there? How about inside your human gut, tetanus bacteria, as well as hospital operating rooms? Right. So where we get into trouble with tetanus is we don't adequately clean and treat wounds or surfaces that are open when tetanus comes in contact with it. So here is a quote from Dr. George Dick, professor of pathology, London University, and he says this: 40 to 50% of tetanus results from wounds which were considered so trivial that medical attention or minimal wound cleaning was not sought. In as many as 1/3 of the cases, the bacteria entered through a scratch or an insect bite, and this can lead to tetanus, but not for unvaccinated children or adults. Did you catch that? Okay, so if you've been vaccinated with tetanus and you get an insect bite or a scratch and you get the bacteria in contact, you are going to contract tetanus, but not if you've been unvaccinated. You have more resistance if you've been unvaccinated. That's because the immune system's not confused. It will make an antibody. Whereas virology 101 is if you inject this infection directly into the bloodstream, the immune system thinks it's supposed to be there. Virologists know this all too well. So the good doctor knows something about natural immunity and vaccines. The old adage is children allowed to play in the dirt develop natural immunity to bacteria. Healthy children and adults also have strong immune systems. Actually, according to Dr. Trevor Willis, the natural immunity is passed on that by World War I, the immune system was able to isolate the bacteria. So out of 520,000 soldiers wounded in World War I, only 70 had tetanus. All right, so here is Hillary Butler, vaccine researcher, who says, I personally know of only two people who contracted tetanus, and both were middle-aged drinkers and smokers with poor diets, end of quote. So there you go. So, like, you know, if tetanus doesn't worry me so much. You know, I know it worries some people, but it doesn't worry me at all. Oh, Frank is saying, but would mean that all vaccines are ineffective if injected in. Yes, I know. Dr. Anthony Norris told me that, former chief virologist of the FDA vaccine program back in 1993. I had a phone conversation with him about that. So vaccines are just a lucrative, what's the word, facade, and they weaken immune systems. And that's why he kind of, you know, blew the whistle and got fired. He had access to all the raw data on 10 years' worth of vaccine research, and that's when he found out it was one big fraud. Big fraud that's making the industry millions and millions of dollars and creating lots of internal medicine diseases for people because they're undermining their health, their immune system. So it's just, you know, more patients for life for the industry. So I know it sounds like something that you would read in a movie script, but I'm just telling you what I was told. And after working in healthcare, I kind of agree. I do. This is why doctors and nurses don't want to get vaccines. They see stuff. Now, I prefer it really to boost immune system function, work with the natural immune system God gave you. So I want to use a lot of cleansing herbs and a lot of super nutrition type of herbs. So it's been scientifically proven that vitamin A and C do a lot of wonders protecting you from diseases like this. So with regard to tetanus, actually, you know, you want to clean the wound area completely if you're worried about it. Use some hydrogen peroxide, help with bubble all that bacteria, maybe a little colloidal silver. And then you know what I would do? I'd put a layer of garlic juice on that and maybe some liquid stitches if it's an open wound to help it heal. Pull it closed with some surgical tape and let it be dry for a couple of days. And then inside the body, I would take, you know, echinacea and astragalus root to boost immune system function. There's this wonderful formula called blood cleanser. So if the bacteria gets into the blood system, you can sweep the blood with the herbs that are designed to purge it. So if you're looking for that, you go to the powerherbs.com website. They have the blood cleanser there, the immune booster formulas. They have the garlic juice. They have the liquid stitches. And then if you need more vitamin A and C, their body food mix, you mix it in juice or water and drink it down, and you're good. They do have hawthorn berries. That would help prevent any clotting, and also calcium to keep those bones and muscles strong, and a relaxation formula, two reasons, no spasms, it's an antispasmodic, and it also prevents lockjaw. So if you're worried about lockjaw, you don't have to worry because Lobelia stops that. Didn't know that, did you? Well, herbalists know these things, and that's why we're here telling you about it, to empower you. There's no need to be afraid. God said herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations from Genesis to Revelation, and God can't lie. He wants you to know there's an alternative, and it's easily accessible, and it's not going to be super expensive like healthcare tends to be. So God's healthcare is reasonable, and it works fast. It works with the system he created. So he is the master chemist, and he knows what's needed. So the powerherbs.com, give them a call if you want to get a free catalog. They'll send you one. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And, of course, that's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. The powerherbs.com, you can download the catalog off of there if you want to. Or you can just get one mailed to you, whichever you prefer. And don't forget, tonight's the last night for the 20% off Memorial Day sale. So if you're thinking about doing some cleansing, or if you're thinking about, you know, getting some natural flea and tick collars and shampoo for the pets, or just whatever up the more energy formulas, the ginseng, the body food mix, if you've been thinking about it, now's the time. You'll save 20% if your basket totals $50 or more. So you'll save big time. So thepowerherbs.com is where your healthcare options just became endless, and it puts the power back in your hands, and that's what it's about. You'll be amazed. It's like the world's best-kept secret. I'm out of time, Frank. Thank you for keeping me kind of on my clock. He had to work hard tonight. Bless your heart. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.